Bastiat, the Law.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network. Presently, China is the nation that has become the international country that is, you might say, tying nations together, which has been the position that the United States has had. We basically regulated international treaties, things of that nature. And now it's China. The nations of the world are excited because for the first time they are witnessing the end and the beginning of the end for America's world hegemony. America, a decade ago, was in a position to, you might say, control the nations of the world. But that position and America's influence is eroded, is continuing to erode. I will give you an example. Now, China has just, is now hosting a summit in Asia. And Xi Jinping, with the members of a BRICS alliance in Central Asia, are meeting today as I'm here on this program. This is out of globaltimes.cn. Xi'an, China, receives presidents from five central countries. I guess it's a province in China. Receives presidents from five Central Asian countries, namely Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, Tajikistan, Turkmenistan, and Uzbekistan, as the China Central Asian Summit is held today to tomorrow. Xi Jinping is hosting the summit. Generally, there was an article I was going to read yesterday. China has been working with the Asian sisters in another strategy to strengthen the Asian sisters and to help them disassociate themselves from America's world hegemonic sanctions. Now, today, China is hosting these nations to the west and the south of Russia in a new strategy. America used to do this. China has taken the lead, not only in Asia, now in Central Asia, in the Middle East. The shift from America's dominance in international alliances has ended. China is the nation presently with Russia that is helping these bloc of nations throughout the Asia and South Africa to work together collectively. This is China's first major diplomatic event that China hosts this year. Is the first ever in-person summit between the leaders of China and five Central Asian countries since the establishment of diplomatic relations 31 years ago. An exchange views on bilateral, they're going to exchange views on bilateral, multilateral, and major international and regional issues. This was America's, has always been America's position, but now it's China. It's historic. The development of relations between China and Central Asian countries, it will contribute to peace, stability, prosperity in the region. For the world, the lively scene of Xi'an also has a positive demonstration effect. And the positive demonstration effect is this. The nations that are requesting to be adopted into the BRICS trading nations are more encouraged. The European nations and the unipolar world nations are very discouraged because the rest of the world is working on a multipolar world, globalist worldview, whereas the unipolar American-dominated nations since World War II is losing its power, control internationally. This is, to me, I see this happening. It's a further nail in the coffin. More nails in the coffin for America, for America's petrodollar, America's hold over the nations through sanctions, and America's diplomatic hold to the UN. So, we're witnessing history, and it's going to take a while to grasp it, if you can even see it. We'll be back in a few minutes. Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Hey, this is Rod from PCs and Parts in Loveland. We're your local computer and parts repair store. We have been in business for over 18 years, and we have been fixing computers and love doing that. If you're having anything with technical-related issues, come by and see us. To reach us, call us at 970-203-0696 or go to our website at PCsandParts.com. We'd love to talk to you about your particular problems.
Living sharp is a lifestyle here at TBB's. You need to look sharp, carry sharp, and most importantly, be sharp. Let us show you how sharp it can be today. We're pushing ourselves to take as many walk-ins at both locations, but if we can't squeeze you in, we'll make a convenient appointment for you. Give us a call at 970-617-2158 for our Loveland location located at 4th and Garfield or in Meade at 720-745-0783 on the southeast corner of Highway 66 and I-25. If you're tech savvy, hit us up on TommysBarbersAndBlades.com, and as always, live sharp.
KHNC, it's your boy Bucky. So glad to be back with my friends, Steve and Mike from the Ramsey Auto Group. I bought a truck from them about, 7 months ago, and it has been a fantastic process. They have done everything they can to give me the VIP experience and make sure that I'm taken care of. I will never go anywhere else for a vehicle, and I recommend that you don't either. The Ramsey Auto Group in Greeley.
6175 West 10th Street, 970-443-5654. Come in and take a look, see what we've got, see what we have that'll fit you.
Reasons to own gold. Reason number 725.
The government goes out of its way to make you believe Social Security has an account with your name on it with money just for you. But the Supreme Court ruled that payments due under Social Security are not property rights and are not protected. Social Security is merely a tax, and the government is under no obligations to pay you anything. Call the Patriot Trading Group, 800-951-0592, or visit allamericangold.com.
Are you optimistic about the way that things are going?
Do I never, ever think of it at all?
Don't you ever worry when you see what's going down?
Well, I'm proud of my business, that is no business at all.
When it's time to function as a feeling human being,
The unipolar world nations are witnessing the beginning of their end. Here we have Xi Jinping meeting with the nations south of Russia, Western Asia, or Central Asia. Then China meeting with the sisters along the Pacific. Then Putin has just worked out an agreement and has been working for a new diplomatic, they've been diplomatically in step for years, but now Iran has refused to sanction Russia in spite of America's pressure on Iran, and Russia and Iran have agreed to work together on a new Rasht-Astara railway project for the global transport infrastructure. This is a infrastructure that is not controlled by the unipolar world nations. Europe, Britain. Rasht-Astara railway section is a landmark moment for the entire global transport infrastructure. Russian leader thanked Iranian President Ebrahim Raisi for his personal involvement in the project. This is indeed a great event for the region, for the entire world transport infrastructure, and for our countries. These nations are going to be able to move whatever is needed, north and south, without interference from empire and the unipolar control grid. So this is another very important piece in the puzzle. Then you have Biden, another article out of Newsweek. The United States, we basically control a third of Syria. American people don't realize this. America has for decades, and there was a real push during the Obama administration to basically, definitely remove Bashar al-Assad as president of Syria, send him into exile, if not assassinate him. And America's intention was to move and control Syria. We need a navy ports. That'd be the best place, Syria. But it failed. And here, according to Newsweek, Biden loses his biggest Syria battle yet. President Joe Biden's Syria policy has been dealt its biggest blow as the Arab League has welcomed back President Bashar al-Assad despite U.S. opposition to his rule. America has fought this diplomatically and every other way. But now Syria has been welcomed back into the Arab League. Also, Syria has begun to work out and negotiate new treaties and ties with Iran. With Assad expected to attend Friday's annual summit in Saudi Arabia for the first time since Syria's civil war erupted in 2011, his diplomats in New York say the return bears with it a message for the United States to end its ongoing military presence and sanctions targeting the country. Obama created ISIS. It was a CIA operation to use Muslim military to fight Muslim military, to cause division in Syria, to use Muslims to fight Bashar al-Assad. It failed. And now they want to end America's military presence in that country. Quoting, "As for the repercussions of these developments on the two issues of the illegal military presence of U.S. forces on parts of the territory of the Syrian Arab Republic and the imposition by the United States of America of unilateral coercive measures on the Syrian people, Syria's position on these two issues is a principled and firm position based on the provisions of international law and principles and purposes of the UN Charter." Well, they can petition the UN using the UN Charter, but we pretty much dictate what happens in the UN. We always have. We are presently. We will attempt to dictate in the future what happens at the UN. We're the nation that funds it. There is, internationally, the multipolar world nations, which the multipolar world nations would be the nations that I mentioned at the first part of the program, there in southern Russia, with China, you know, working to diplomatically bring Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, Tajikistan, Turkmenistan, Uzbekistan together. These are multipolar world nations. Then in Asia, with the EA, with the EU, I'm trying to remember the group of the League of Nations in China that have the Asian sisters, they are also members, wanting to be members if they're not already, members of the multipolar world group of nations. America cannot stop this momentum that has been part of internationally, they can't stop the momentum. They're having a hard time stopping, delaying, hindering what is happening internationally. Then here in the Middle East, you have the same thing happening. You have the Arab nations, Iran and Syria working together, Syria and the other Arab nations working together, Iran and Saudi Arabia working together. These are multipolar world nations that have made the decision to hit back, to stymie, stop, to end America's world hegemonic control. It is working. It is working. And there's nothing that America can do to stop it. They can't stop it. They won't stop it. The momentum is too great. Yeah, they've got, I mean, it's like a freight train going down a steep hill. They can't stop it. It's too late. And then in Ukraine, people are led to believe that in Ukraine, that Ukraine is really winning this war. They are not winning the war. They are far from being victorious. They can't. They're way. I mean, they are just. I apologize. I'm trying to find a note here. Okay, here we are. Okay. In this war, Ukraine's suicidal offensive, and this is out of the GatewayPundit.com. Ukraine's suicidal offensive is bleeding out while the CIA loses its mind. Last week, the Russians hit a depot that had nuclear munitions in it. Probably, I don't know. They're thinking that was on Friday. Then on Tuesday of this week, they hit another depot. Zelensky has been bragging about going on a circus. He's been on traveling a circuit to different nations, Germany, to France, meeting with who knows who, England, getting weapons from these nations, finances. Russia took out two big munitions depots. And at the same time, the radiation has been drifting to the west. Some of the nations are complaining that they have high radiation levels. So what Russia hit, probably some of these weapons that had nukes on the end of a missile, not just depleted uranium, you know, bullets sent there by the British. Russia is daily winning on a scale that you can't imagine. On May 12th, the first day of this scheme, 1,725 Ukrainian men were killed on the Donbas front. This is the border of Russia. 1,725, 1,700 people. I saw the photograph, and in this photo, you have caskets back to back going into the distance, at least more than half a block, draped with yellow flags, the Ukrainian flags. Don't think that Russia is losing this war. This is just every day they're being hit with, I mean, they're the kitchen sink every single day. Ukrainian officials, they've been insisting that the long-promised counteroffensive is delayed until the West can pony up more tanks, ammunition, artillery, and other weapons. But there has been a noticeable uptick in the Ukrainian attacks on Russian positions. Yes, there have been. But just a symbolic gesture to appease Western demands that Ukraine do something to the Russians. Yeah, the Ukrainians are doing something to the Russians, but it's symbolic. But no, the Ukrainians are being wiped out. A NATO forces veteran, quote, "An entire regiment has been destroyed. This is cynical trading in flesh." The Ukrainians, what was it I read here 2-3 weeks ago? There was a 51-year-old man that was told he had to enlist. They were going to give him, I don't know, 2 weeks worth of training and send him to the front. And he stated, "I'm never going to come back. I'm going to die probably in the first day or two in the front line." According to the NATO veteran, this is more propaganda offensive. More propaganda. They scraped enough gear, ammunition, and manpower to make a barely audible tactical bang. It's a punch with nothing behind it. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Jay Deplorable here. Join me for my A10 Warthog radio show, the home of truth, logic, and common sense. That's Swamp Fight, Saturdays at 12 noon.
Hey, 1360 fans, Tika here with Serenity Painting. Did you know that we also offer concrete, framing, drywall, and much more? For a free estimate, call us at 970-978-9565. Mention 1360 and receive 15% off any construction service and or free upgrade to lifetime warranty paint with a 7-year labor warranty included. Call us today at 970-978-9565.
As the economy collapses, are you prepared to provide even basic essentials for your family? I teach urban survival training course that arms you with hundreds of skills and hacks to keep you and yours going when everyone else gives up. Food and water are only the beginning. Call the Rev at 303-809-3343. That's 303-809-3343.
Hey folks, Larry Elder here. The rumors are true. KHNC listeners are loving Y-Refi. They're investing in a secure collateralized portfolio with a high fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or to the Fed. A portfolio where you know what each monthly statement will look like with no surprises. Your interest is compounded daily, you're paid monthly, and there are no fees. You can turn your income on or off, compounded, whatever you choose. And get this, there is no loss of principal if you ever need your money back. El Dorados, you got to get in touch with Y-Refi. I've met with them personally, and take it from me, the great Eldersky, they are trustworthy, honest, and you can earn a fixed rate of return up to 10.25%. Just go to investyrefi.com. That's invest, the letter Y, then R-E-F-Y.com, or call 888-YREFI-24. Click on investyrefi.com or call 888-YREFI-24. You will be glad you did.
Hey, Sharp community members, this is Tommy with Tommy's Barbers and Blades. We're reaching out to you guys to let you know that we're in need of a barber or stylist at our Meade location on Highway 66 and I-25. If you're a seasoned pro or know someone who's great, give us a ring at 720-745-0783 or stop in and talk to us. We're looking for you. Again, that's 720-745-0783.
As 1360 continues to grow, we want to know what our listeners think. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Give us your feedback. Go to 1360khnc.com and hit the contact button and give us your thoughts.
So we're going to continue with really what's happening in Ukraine. People, I know it's been a year plus, people are tired of hearing about it, but you shouldn't weary or tire of listening and watching what's happening in Ukraine, because a year ago, the unipolar West could not have ever imagined that Russia would be as strong and powerful as it is presently. America, in the last year, was the nation that used to call nations together for treaties. America has lost that advantage. It is China now. And when I talk about China and these other nations, you have to talk about two global powers in the world, the unipolar global power of America and its allies, and the multipolar world nations led by Russia and by China. The Arab nations didn't have a nation that could stand with them to protect them from the military of the West. With China and Russia joining together, now the nations in the Middle East, they feel more secure knowing that should there be military conflict, China slash Russia or Russia slash China will be able to back these nations against military agendas of America. And it really is America. Don't think it's the European nations. Don't think it's England. Don't think it's Canada. It's the United States of America. We have been able to, you might say, Democles sword. We've had the sword to the throat of these nations go along with our objectives, or else it's over. Now, with China has developed to the point where it's a military power, still not as powerful as the U.S., China wouldn't dare consider going to into a conflict with the U.S. But now that Russia and China have worked out this alliance, now it gives them a little more confidence to stand up against empire and to stand against the unipolar nations, which are the colonial nations of England, most of Europe, that has ruled the world for about 400 years. That rule is over. Also, some of the European nations, they realize that an ongoing relationship with America solo is disaster. It's suicide. They realize that they need Russian oil, gas. They need Chinese merchandise. We don't, in this country, produce anything anymore. The nations of the world are buying whatever it is they need from China. Q-tips, Band-Aids that we used to make here. We still do, but China is taking over that whole market internationally. We don't sell Q-tips to nations in South America. China does. Band-Aids. Yeah, we sell some Band-Aids mainly to the American people. That's only 300,000 people. But they got 5.5 billion people throughout the world that might need a Band-Aid. That's China's role. Then you have the imposter in the White House. This week, he's taking a trip to Japan. He said that he's about ready to board the helicopter to go to Japan. Then he caught himself and realized that he's not going to take a helicopter to go across the ocean. And then he says in that meeting, where he's before the press, he says, "I want to thank my buddy, Kamala, who I work for up in the White House." Uh-huh. You got to tell the truth once in a while. Then again, you know, Biden and his administration, or during this period of time, they've lost Syria. America needed Syria. You know, there was a meme I saw. Winston Churchill, he stated, "Russia is a riddle wrapped in a mystery inside an enigma." Winston Churchill. And the meme said, here's a picture of Joe Biden. "He's an idiot wrapped in a moron and smothered in imbecile sauce." So you have the two. He's an idiot wrapped in a moron and smothered in imbecile sauce. Then there's been articles, and I started to read this article yesterday. "Welcome to Ukraine, the most corrupt nation in Europe." True. Very true. And then Zelensky has been traveling all over the world, and they call it a Zelensky's tour as a traveling circus. He goes to Europe. He's meeting with Germany, all these nations. And the Ukrainian ambassador to France lashed out yesterday on TV network for airing lashed out at this network, RTL, for airing a segment that likened President Vladimir Zelensky's tour of Europe to a traveling circus, which is exactly what it is. I talked to you about Proverbs chapter 30, I believe it was 30 or 31, it talks about the horse leech. The horse leech has two daughters that cry in the city, give, give. Well, this is Zelensky. He's the son of the horse leech. Give, give. Give us munitions. Give us armor. Give us tanks. Give us planes. Give us money. Give us more personnel. We just lost 1,700 men in one day on the 12th of May. We need 1,700 additional troops, plus maybe add 5,000 to that, because we don't have enough troops to fight. Then America's giving us sophisticated weapons, and our men, they can't drive one of these new, an older tank. It's too sophisticated. They have to go to school for 30 days to learn how to drive one of these new 10-year-old tanks. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Hey folks, as a CBD user, I can attest to its effectiveness. And now My Kind CBD products are available at the station. You'll see tinctures, salves, lotions, creams, coffee, cocoa, tea, and much more. You'll even find CBD retinol cream. KHNC also carries My Kind pet products, including shampoo and tincture, allowing your best friend to enjoy the same benefits of CBD that you do. The best prices, the best quality, and all THC free. My Kind CBD, CBD as nature intended.
What type of financial advisor are you looking for? A lot of advisors work for some great companies that offer good products, but are they taking a close look at what truly matters to you? Most advisors are unfortunately one-trick ponies and come at you with the same strategy no matter what situation you are in. Most of the time, your advisor isn't even reaching out to you to review things and has no desire to actually build a relationship with you. You want to work with someone who's going to hustle their butt off and compete for you and make sure that you are maximizing your hard-earned dollars. I will work day and night for all of my clients and do everything in my power to deliver the best service possible. Reach out to me, Joey Jaquin, Joe Jaquin. Son, someone who is going to compete for your business and truly aligns with your conservative values. You can reach me at my personal cell, 602-909-9048. Again, 602-909-9048.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
Accidents can happen at any time in any place. Preparing ourselves is critical to being able to respond with confidence. Serious bleeding events are scary, but having Bleed Stop handy can give you the edge. Just pour it directly in the wound and apply direct pressure. Clotting happens in seconds. KHNC listeners get 20% off on the products listed. Visit the KHNC website and hit the Bleed Stop button. That's the KHNC website and hit the Bleed Stop button.
Call out the instigator, because there's something in the air. We got to get together sooner or later, because the revolution's here, and you know it's right. And you
So, President Zelensky's traveling circus, and according to an article out of today's whatdoesitmean.com, nobody knows where Zelensky is presently. Yesterday, with China's special representative for Eurasian affairs, Lai Hu, he arrives in Kiev to meet with Zelensky. But instead of meeting with Zelensky, he met with Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba. And then it also saw yesterday the First Lady of Ukraine. I didn't think Ukraine would even have a First Lady. I didn't know that Zelensky maybe was even married. He's such a pervert. And Olena Zelensky, she shows up in South Korea. Guess what? There are two. The horse leech has two daughters that go through the streets crying, give, give. So you have Zelensky going through Europe, give, give. And now we find out that his wife, Olena Zelensky, she shows up in South Korea, and she's asking the Koreans, give, give. She's there asking for weapons. And then with South Korea and Japan being neighbors, there is hope that Biden might be able to find Zelensky in his traveling circus. You never know that Zelensky might be planning to visit there at the G7. Give, give. The guy, it's all he can do, his favorite words, give, give. So the New York Times just revealed that the United States has forbidden its European allies from providing Ukrainian pilots with training on F-16 fighter jets. So now, we give them possibly F-16 fighter jets, but the United States tell the European allies, don't train them. I guess they're going to sit there on the tarmac and Russia's going to destroy them. The overall view, I have these articles, pardon me, and the overall view is this. From my perspective, the nations of the world, all of the nations, are watching America lose its hegemonic control over the world. Up until a year ago, it would be safe to say that the U.S. still had control. Now our petrodollar is being destroyed. The military that we have in Syria is not going to be effective. The sanctions on Russia have failed. The European nations that have been forced into this conflict in Ukraine are not happy. The European nations are suffering. The other nations of the world clearly the opportunity for them to collectively join together to continue to break America's grip on their nations, on their societies. We are witnessing after World War II, there was a shift of power to America as being the hegemonic ruler in the decades to come, a half a century plus, 70 years. But now, in 1 year, we have seen a reversal. We've seen Russia and China becoming the alternative to the nations, giving the nations hope that they can break the stranglehold, the grip of the United States and the unipolar nations, England, Germany, basically, plus America's military in Asia, in Western and Central Asia, NATO, the NATO nations. And we've been able to, as a nation, because we, the taxpayers, and because of the printing of money, we've been able to pay these nations handsomely to be involved. And if they decide they don't want to participate, well, what do we do? America sanctions these countries. but over all the nations of the world. We have seen a shift of the power structure internationally. America isn't doing diplomatic strategies with the nations anymore. China is doing that. Russia's fighting the war in Ukraine and winning. China is supplying Russia quietly with munitions. America knows it. The European nations know it. The European nations know that Zelensky, and America does too, that Zelensky, this guy, here we can't even find him. Nobody knows where he is. He's probably sitting in an opium den somewhere, not smoking opium, but taking shots of adrenochrome. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, will be back to conclude today's program in a few minutes.
Hi, this is Riley with Saddle Up in Gilcrest, Colorado. We are a Western saddle and tack shop, and we carry all the tried and true cowboy and equine brands in the industry. We carry brands such as McCall, Martin, and Billy Cook. We also carry a variety of horse tack items like saddle pads, head stalls, and much more. Visit our website to check out our whole catalog or visit us in store, 303-772-7821. Again, 303-772-7821.
You're still looking good.
I'm still feeling good. You know, I've got all your MyPillow products. Mattress topper, bed sheets, MyPillows, towels, slippers, blankets, sleepwear, dog.
Whoa, Charles. Everyone now can get MyPillow products at huge discounts at MyPillow.com. That's right. Now's the time to go to MyPillow.com. Use your promo code
KHNC
to take advantage of our 3-in-1 sale. We're bringing you exciting new products, overstock specials, and closeout deals you won't find anywhere else. For example, when you buy one of our brand new MyPillow 2.0s, you get another one absolutely free. And with our overstock sale, you save 50% on our luxurious Giza Dream bed sheets. That's as low as $29.99 for the best sheets ever. And with our biggest closeout special, you get our all-season slippers for only $35. Or our sandals and slides for just $25. Quantities are limited, and once they're gone, they're gone. Use your promo code
KHNC.
Hey guys, Tommy with Revo Knives. Wanted to let you know that we're bringing our knives laser engraved here for 1360 KHNC. You can pick them up at 2 South Parish Avenue here in Johnstown at their radio station. They're laser engraved with their logo. We're really proud to partner with them and have our Revo Knives on display, all for you guys to carry with your EDC rotation. Certainly can't underestimate the quality or the value you get for the money. Stop by and see them today or pick one up at RevoKnives.com.
A little song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy.
The only thing left as the United States loses its hegemonic control is for America to bomb the nations. That's the only thing left. We won't be able to control them diplomatically. There aren't going to be any treaties. There's not going to be any give and take with the U.S. America is going to demand the nations yield to our wishes, especially in the coming political world in this country when Barack Obama comes back to power. He's going to demand that the nations yield to his policies. Now, the Ukrainian crisis. This was out of the RussianTass.com. In the UN, Russia presented to the UN that the crisis in Ukraine was sparked by the West's disregard for the crimes of the neo-Nazis. Quote, at this point, the focus should be on improving the situation that led to the crisis that we are going through. It did not begin with Russia's special military operation in Ukraine. It was sparked much earlier As for 8 years, the West has been turning a blind eye to the crimes of the Ukrainian neo-Nazis in Donbass. This gentleman that was there at the UN, Nebenza, stressed that the Western countries participating in Sunday's UN Security Council meeting had failed to offer a word of compassion to Donbass's residents. It is homes in Donbass destroyed by Ukrainian troops and nationalists that Western media outlets are now shamelessly passing off as the consequences of our military operation in Ukraine. A year ago on February the 24th, Russia was forced to go in to stop these Russian crimes, or these, not Russian, the Ukrainian crimes in Ukraine. Now, after Russia went in, what did Russia do? Started looking into all of these underground facilities, the labs, where many of the viruses and the research was being done in this so-called pandemic. And then at the same time, what did they find? All of this other genetic, where they're doing genetic experiments. And you have these children that are Homo sapien plus some other foreign genetic material. They're not completely human. They are a human plus something, cloned with something. And what do you think Russia did with a lot of these creatures? Well, I think they probably eliminated them. They're not human. Then we have these black-eyed children, which if they do the genetic testing, they are Anglo-Saxon, or they are a Homo sapien plus who knows what. They don't necessarily have to be Anglo-Saxon. But this is some of the things that they found when Russia went in. Russia had to destroy these labs. Russia knew they were there because Russia had built them 20, 30 years ago. And here the United States is involved in using these labs for bio research. Well, have a good night. And we'll visit one more day tomorrow. And we'll call it a week. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
KHNC is proud to carry MyKind CBD products. Products include cocoa, top shelf tinctures, hemp salve, moisturizing lotions, and retinol cream. They also have pet tincture and hemp shampoo for a healthy coat and skin. To see all the CBD products we carry, visit the station at 2 South Parish or check us out online. Go to 1360KHNC.com. Click on the shop button.
White Dove Healing Arts, after 33 years of service to the community of natural homeopathic liquid herbal formulas, invites you to call us for a spring health enhancement experience. Call 303-828-4439. First is a quantum biofeedback analysis via TeleMed. Next is a precise remedy personal recommendation protocol to prepare you for a happy, healthy spring and summer 2023. Call 303-828-4439 and speak to Patricia or Diane at our office in Lafayette, Colorado. White Dove Healing Arts.
You're listening to The Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland.